Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Thank God this morning for this hour of power of prayer. Minister Darlene Bondage is our pastor for this over this prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry. This April 26th, this is Gladys, Sister Gladys, and I will be facilitating this morning. And I just want to just give God the thanks, you know, and everything. And I want to, as we come before His presence with, you know, is singing, you know, in our heart and giving thanks to His name. Father, we thank You this morning in all that we do and all that we are, Father God. And so I want everyone this morning, if you would unmute your phone, and that as we begin to start giving God thanks this morning. But I just want to say this morning, I thank God for everyone that's on this prayer line, for the ones that are here, for the ones that wanted to be here for whatever reason they could not be here. And, you know, that we are still praying for you and all the ones that are to come today. So we want to open up the mics and give God the praise and honor for all that He's done and who He has been to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
God, we thank You right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord,
we give You thanks this morning and all You do. Lord, we want to glorify You and honor You today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With the thanks of our lips, giving thanks to Your name this morning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank You for a deep level of design, discipline, and light with You this morning, Lord God. We thank You, God, that we may decrease so You can increase in our lives, Lord God. We thank You, Lord, for focus right now, God. We thank You right now, God, that we command the defender of our day, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank You, Lord God, because You gave us power to Lord, purpose and over all the power of the enemy, Lord, and we thank You right now, God, for life. Lord, if it had not been through You, and You are still here on our side, where will we be, Lord God? So, Lord, we lift up Your name on our side right now, God, and we love to sing Your praises, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank You for increase, hallelujah, that we may decrease so You can increase in our lives, Father God. We thank You, Lord, for praise.
Yes, hallelujah.
We thank You, Lord God, hallelujah, for new mercies and grace, and
I thank
that
you
we
for
believe
all You do in
You,
me,
God,
that I'm not aware of, Heavenly Father, that I am aware of, Almighty God.
Acknowledge You that You will not let our hands, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank You, Lord, we are the hands,
thank You for
Jesus
died on the cross for my sins, hallelujah,
in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we honor You and we praise You for our victories today, Father. In the name of Jesus, thank You, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that we for life, an abundant life, manifold life, and wonderful life today, Father. We thank You this morning, God, for sound minds in the name of Jesus. We thank You, Lord, for doing it in our minds this morning right now, God. It's all because of You, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we give You the glory and the honor and the praises in Jesus' name. We thank You right now, God, that we have the mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus, we thank You right now, Father, for
well,
the presence
in life and where I'm going.
In the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
We thank You, Lord,
thank
God,
for that
because hallelujah, You gave us the desire to pray this morning, Lord God, and to come on this prayer line and come together in unity on one accord right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Let our request be made known unto You, Lord God, giving to You everything that we need to give to You and pull at Your feet, Father, in the name of Jesus. Our challenges, hallelujah, our circumstances. Father, in the name of You, God, we give it all to You this morning, Lord God. You show us that right now, God, for our parents that gave us life, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank You right now, God, for our survival technique, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank You that You are faithful. We thank You right now, God, for sound counsel. I thank You right now, God, for the weapons of our warfare, Lord, that we put on the whole arm of God, that we may be able to stand and fight against the wiles of the devil, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now,
this is spiritual warfare
that we're going through, Father, and that we need you, Lord God, to keep us. We need you, like God, to keep us strong, because our strength lies in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you right now, God, that we remain committed to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. That hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for our families right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, that we're not people, Jesus, Father, but we please you, God, in every area of our life, morning right now, God. Thanking you right now, God, hallelujah, trusting and believing in you for all the prayers that is going to go forth today in the name of Jesus as we speak it out
yes,
in the atmosphere. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God, for believing, Father. We thank you right now, God, for our healing, Father. In the mighty name
thank
of Jesus,
you, thank
we
you,
thank right
you.
Now, God. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory
for God.
My God, thank you,
God. We will die in the name of Jesus. And thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you, God, to the pulling down of strongholds, against the
dark
imaginations and every high thing that is drawn to them against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of your word, Father. We thank you right now, God, for our deliverances. We thank you right now, God, for salvation, healing, and deliverance for our family members, our friends. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our churches, our pastors, Father, out of the leadership, hallelujah, Father,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, spitting everyone in the leadership, Father, in the name of Jesus, because there's no easy task right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, Jesus, we give glory. One of us, Father, in the name of Jesus, for all intercessors all around this nation, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we can stand up and stand proud and stand strong. Hallelujah for you, Lord God. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus right now, God, for the fruits of the Spirit that we bear fruit, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. For strength, for justice, for righteousness, for perfection, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for illuminating our minds this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for unity in the body of Christ, Father, that we come together on one accord, the same mind, trusting and believing in you, that you're going to make things right if we surrender to your will, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for prayer. Hallelujah, for prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus, and staying connected to the vine, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, because we are trees of righteousness, Father, in the name of Jesus, and it's all because of you, Lord. It's all because of you. While we're here today, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that we are above and not beneath. We are the head and not the tail, that we shall live and not die, that we shall not be weary in well-doing. We shall if we face not, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we have the victory. Thank you, Father, for healing this morning. Let your healing virtue flow this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost, that we invite you into our home this morning in the name of Jesus to lead and guide us. Hallelujah. With your eye, guide us by the skillfulness of your hand, that you order our step right now, God. And let every word that comes out of my mouth, Lord, that any word that will be pleasing to you right now, Father,
God,
in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We thank you right now, God, for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross at Calvary for all of us right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, you open up our understanding right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and Lord, that our hope lies in you, Father, and Lord, that hallelujah, that someone, hallelujah, be able to benefit right now, God, from this our power of prayer, to be encouraged, hallelujah, to be enlightened, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for prophetic word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Someone, hallelujah, will reap the benefits right now, God, of this prayer, hallelujah, and encouragement that comes forth, hallelujah, over the airways and byways, Father. We bind any interruption, Father, from on these lines, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of distraction, the spirit of enemies, the familiar spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus that comes to try to stop the flow of God in this ministry today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over our minds, our bodies, our spirit, our will, and our emotions this morning right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. And we honor you, Lord. And we praise you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. That we go a deeper level in you, Father. To us, take us a deeper level in love, Father. Hallelujah. And take us to a deeper level. Hallelujah. A deeper level in prayer, Father. To you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we bear fruit today, Father, in the name of Jesus. That we are seeds of righteousness, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, God. And we command the commander of our day in the name. Of Jesus. Our day is holy, and our entire day shall be holy. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for our children. Thank you for Eddie. Thank you for Michelle. Thank you for Carter. Thank you for Cameron. Thank you for Emily. Thank you right now, God, for Mary. Thank you for Louis, James, and April. Thank you right now, God, for their children, their grandchildren, and their children. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for the peace that surrounds us. Hallelujah. It surrounds our mind and us right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. That our mindset is of things are true and honest and hallelujah and just and pure and lovely and of a good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, that we continue to think on these things, Father, in the name of Jesus. Heaven, the mind of Christ, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, my greater desire, discipline, delight, to praise and to worship you this morning, Father. In the mighty name of
glory,
we thank you and
Hallelujah.
We honor you this morning for the victory. In Jesus' name,
thank
in
you.
Jesus' name,
thank
in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
God, we honor you and praise you. Thank everyone
Hallelujah.
For those prayers.
Amen.
And thank you, everyone, for those prayers and things. And before we... open up the mic for us to give our prayer requests and stuff, I just have this poem that I want to read to you, and it's Encounter. God wants to encounter us with his presence. He longs to saturate our being with the glory that first breathed life into our mortal bodies. He desires to fill us with the real reality of his love. We were created for face-to-face encounters with the Lord. We can have a relationship with him that is tangible and miraculous. No one moves God's heart the way that you do. He loves us more than you can possibly comprehend. What an honor to stand in his presence and experience his inexplicable love. Such a privilege to call him Father. We long, hallelujah, if you long to encounter him in deeper, more meaningful ways, there is no special method. Let me go back and read that again. If we long to encounter him in deeper, more meaningful ways, there is no special method, no right or wrong way of coming before him. Simply believe that he loves us. Let words of desire and worship pour from our hearts. We'll be overwhelmed by the reality of his love. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we desire that drowns out all other desires. We reach for you. Come meet us with us. Let us feel the warmth of your embrace. Let us see your glorious face and become acquainted with the ways of holiness. We honor you with our sincere devotion, and we long for you with every fiber of our being. So, Lord, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to you right now, Father, on bending knees right now, Father. Lord, we ask you to forgive us of any sins that lie at the doors of our hearts, Father, that you reveal it to us, that we repent of every evil and everything that was not like you. Our thought process, whether we thought something was wrong, hallelujah, whether we spoke on something that was wrong, whether it be judgment or whatever the thing is, nobody knows but you and God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, hallelujah, we ask you in the name of Jesus to cleanse us, purge us, wash us, make us whiter than snow, Father. And the things right now, God, that we remember, the things that we don't remember, Lord, come it all, Father, in the name of Jesus, and throw it in the sea of forgiveness, never to be remembered again, Lord God, like only you can. Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you right now, God, for clean hearts and clean hands. In the name of Jesus, we repent of every evil and every wrong. In your Son, Jesus' name. And, Lord, we thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, let your kingdom come and your will be done over our lives today. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So, we're going to open up the mic this morning. For anyone, is there anyone that have a song on their heart this morning that they would like to sing this morning? I'm giving you the opportunity. If you have a song on your heart, you know, just you can start now if you would like. Okay. All right. Okay, go ahead, Susan.
Praise the Lord this morning. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. I got something in my throat this morning.
That's okay. That's okay.
That'll be. I tried. Praise the Lord, anyhow.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anyone else have a song on their heart that they would like to sing this morning? A prayer request or what God has done for you, for someone, you know. Anyone else have something that they want to say this morning? The mic is open.
Well, I do want to say this. I am so grateful for the prayer of the righteous that availeth much. I'm telling you, when we come to this prayer line and we hear different things that are going on in people's lives, when we come and we pray, people get healed, people get set free, families are changed, people get their jobs. So my testimony this morning, I've been testifying about my daughter. First of all, she got her job, and then there were some situations that they needed to iron out, her and her husband, concerning the logistics. So yesterday was Abraham's birthday, so I went over there to the house for the birthday party, and Jamila and Ben were outside in the driveway, and I'm thinking, why are they outside when we're supposed to be getting ready to eat? So they came over to my car, opened my doors, and was just smiling and happy because Ben, he told me, he said, Mom, said Mima, this is what they call me. They call me Mima. He said, I'm supporting Jamila, her new job, and whatever we need to do to make this work, we're going to work it out. And so that was a major, major change in what was happening in the household. So I'm praising God this morning for the prayers. These prayers are working. I'm telling you, sisters and brothers,
yes.
It's powerful. Because, you know, sometimes it just seems like all hope is gone and you're feeling so low. Sometimes people are feeling very bad because of situations in the house. So we're going to keep them in prayer that God will help them as they navigate this process, and also to give some children that they will have more love to each other, that they share the kindness to each other. Because they really need to do that more often. So let's give God some praise for that breakthrough. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Amen.
We bless your
Amen.
Name.
Amen. Thank you for the friendship, Lord. Jesus. For loving us right now, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Father. That we can trust in you. Lord, you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for working things out, Father,
Jesus.
Seeing it to our own mind. We don't lean on how we feel, but we lean on your word, God, and what the word says to us. Hallelujah. Trust in you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, can keep the faith and keep moving. The spirit of endurance, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will make our things right. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. You will save and deliver and heal our loved ones and heal us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Healing our minds, hallelujah. Emotionally, physically, associationally, Father, in the name of Jesus, you will heal our relationships with our children, and our children's children, hallelujah, and our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, Lord, peace be still, and we have the peace of God within us right now, God, that knowing, Lord, that you are working it out on our behalf, God, in the name of Jesus, even though we can't trace you, even though we don't see it, but in the name of Jesus, just believe that you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you, Father, in the name of Jesus, so let us stay steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in your love, Father, trusting, having the faith that, hallelujah, even if it's just the smallest faith of a mustard seed, to trust and believe in you, that your word is true, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and Lord, we thank you, and we honor you today, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Amen. So is there anyone else that have a praise report, just something to say about a loved one, a testimony, or something that you need prayer for, somebody needs prayer for? The lines are open today, this morning. Amen.
Yes, amen. Good morning. I'm kind of whispering here, but I just have to praise God and thank God for answering our prayers. And yesterday I took Queenie to Columbia, and she did come with her certificate of state certification. So she is now a fully licensed cosmetology, both the skin, the hair, and the things, I don't know what they call it. So truly God hears prayer and he answers prayer. She was calm, and, you know, at first she was nervous, and we did pray again before she walked in, and she came out and with a big smile, and I knew what that smile meant. It was a 5-hour long, you know, test. It was really long, and I was just like sitting waiting. But I thank God. Amen.
Good morning. This is Alice.
Jesus, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, good morning. This is Alice Marie. And I just want to praise God for continually working in my life for my good. And I just thank him for being able to, for the relationship that I have with him. And I also want a prayer request. What happened was I was blessed a little financially the weekend on the trip we went to. And but I left my phone. But anyway, get to the bottom. The money that I had, I don't have it anymore. I can't put my hand on it. And it's possible that it was taken out of my purse. And I just pray to God, you know, some form, fashion, through somebody, that it be given back to me, you know, bless me with, to receive that back and, you know, receive it back. It might not be from where it came, whoever got it, but, you know, God do use his people. So I pray that I do receive that amount back. So I know God is a mighty God. There's nothing he can't do. And I just want to thank everybody who do come to this prayer line, whether they participate or not. That means we're all agreeing and all receiving. And for the prayers that he answered, you know, and his will, we pray that his will be done. So a lot of times it just ain't time yet. And I just ask that he bless me, touch me, that I don't stress over, you know, receiving this money, sharing with people, and now I don't have it. You know, I don't have it. I may have a little portion that was another part of my purse, and you know. But anyway, and I want to thank him for my daughter, you know, receiving the apartment, for the apartment that she did got. So she was so thankful that God closed all those other doors. Because I explained it to her. I say, when God closed the door, he got something better for you. And she is so proud and grateful and praising him for shutting those doors. So they weren't exactly what she wanted. She just wanted to get away, you know, to move. So I just thank him for working in each and every one of our lives, you know, in our family lives, because he's doing it. Even when you don't see it, it's being done. And so I just thank everybody for all the prayers and praises and for participating. And everybody have a wonderful, great day today.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
You said for yourselves in the business that you would receive your money back.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Restore right now, God, what that was taken from her. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we in the name of Jesus. Amen. Is there anyone else that has
good morning?
Yes, like anybody, what are you?
This is Vaughn. I want to. Good morning. This is Vaughn. I want to keep my two sisters, Willie Mae and Eddie Mae, in prayer, whatever they're going through, and they with their help and they bind them. Thank you.
You're welcome,
sister. Amen. 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 I want to thank everybody for the prayer. My goddaughter, she went to the hospital for the open heart surgery yesterday morning, as we were, and they didn't do the operation. Hallelujah to God. We thank God for that. But we pray. We want to keep her on prayer. Her name is Ann Stevens, and we're going to keep her in prayer because they didn't do the operation. They said that the insurance that she had would not cover that operation. So we want to pray that God would just bless that they would find another way that she would be all right. Because she's a young mother. She has two children. So I think she's in her 30s, and she has two children. And we just pray that she get wisdom and manage her life a little bit better with eating and everything else. So just want prayer for her and Stevens that God would bless her to regulate things in her life that hard won't, you know, give out on it, because that'll be a situation, though. And I just thank you for the prayer. And I thank God for all the miracles that I hear about here at this hour of power prayer. And keep me and the family in prayer. So thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, I want to request prayer for Sonia. She still has the COVID virus in her body, and she needs to come back to the States this week. In order for her to travel, she has to be free of COVID. So we pray that by the time she goes to get her test, that she would be completely free of the COVID. She's over there in Holland right now. So her and her husband need to come back to the States by the end of the week. So we thank God in advance for her healing. Amen.
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 We set ourselves in agreement. Hallelujah. Certainly set ourselves in agreement with that. We'll continue to pray throughout the week for it. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Lord, we thank you right now. Is there anyone else that have anything that they wanted to, a prayer request or testimony, whatever, song?
Yes. Good morning. This is Sister Linda. I'm asking y'all to pray for my left foot. I don't know what it is, but I'm having trouble trying to walk on this foot.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Anyone else have anything that I just want to leave anybody out? Somebody that maybe came in late or whatever, have anything to say? You're welcome to at this time.
Good morning. This is Chris.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Is there anyone else?
I just have a little piece of a song on my mind, if it'd be okay. After I had a testimony and everything in the request, it's just a little piece of song, not the whole thing. So I'm like, you're great. You work miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Thank you, Jesus. But I heard about people that have to have their system cleaned to come back to the United States. That's the first song that came to mind. As I said, well, I pray the rest of the week. God works miracles so great, he deserved the glory and the honor. I know it's out of the timing of service, but it just, when things come up to pray, I pray, I like to put words to it because of worship and praise him for what he's doing. And we thank God. We believe in God for total healing for them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God, because he has been good to us. Hallelujah. I just don't know. The words cannot express how God has blessed this platform. Hallelujah, for his glory and his honor, I tell you. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, being faithful. And I thank Pastor Dolly for her faithfulness to doing the will of God. Hallelujah to God, because of the works. It gets miracles done. Hallelujah to God. It lets you put confidence in the God that we serve, that people would come and God work miracles and he blessed their life and they're able to grow. Hallelujah to God. Even the Pastor Slack with daughter, hallelujah to God, because he was saying that she had to go back and the victories that we get here, in spite of everything that's going on. And when she told about the people that are in Harlem, first thing came to mind, I thought she said it was in Harlem in New York. But when I thought about it, she said Harlem in another country. Hallelujah. I said, God, we thank you, Lord God. We need you to work this here, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Because he deserved the glory, he deserved the honor, he deserved the praise. My soul get excited when it comes time to worship God, when it comes time to praise for God. You begin to move forth. Your whole spirit changes. It goes into another place. It goes into the spirit. I guess that's why the Lord said, do not let the book of this law of Joshua depart from your mouth. Hallelujah to God. And they said, they that worship it must worship God in spirit and in truth. It comes it's a time, says the God, coming, because it's a time that we have to just dwell more so on the side of the spirit, with that Holy Spirit moving in our lives, because that's where the power of God begins to flow in the worship itself. Okay, amen. I said my little piece. Thank you for the time. Hallelujah. Amen and amen again.
Okay. Is there anyone else that has anything that they want to say, prayer request or testimony?
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Mary, and just thank God for everyone this morning. I wanted to share a quick testimony and thanking God for the power of his covering and his protection. Yesterday I was on my way to work, and I had there was a road rage, and this person was particularly chasing after me, and where he had blocked the traffic to try and get to me and to get my attention. He later unstopped the traffic and pulled onto the side where he got out of his car to come up to my car to attack me or do whatever he had to do. I looked in at his pocket. It appeared to be a cell phone, and he did pull that out of his pocket. But he was still shouting at me. I didn't give him straight attention, but I tried to keep my eyes on the road. I was at the red light. I could not move. But I thank God for his guardian angels, Michael angels in particular, that held him back. He could have shot through the cars and but he did not. And I thank God for his weapons that he continually gives us as we enter and leave out our homes, even in our homes, covering ourselves with the blood of Jesus, anointing ourselves. I will just make it so clear, to anoint yourself with that oil, pleading the blood of Jesus on the top of your head to the soles of your feet. That's his covering, his protection, even his healing in our bodies. So I just thank God and want to just share that this morning. God bless each of you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen. God, thank you. Hallelujah. Give a name to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, glory. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. He has given them charge over us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just dash me against the door. Lord God, put the heads there, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Covering these people, Lord God. There's no greater, Lord God.
I have one guy that I want to say. I thank God that yesterday, on Sunday, my daughter and my son-in-law, they came to church, and they were going to go, they always leave at the 11 o'clock service, but to make sure that that happened, even though I trusted God, but, you know, I just like wanted to put a little fire up under them, come on, let's go, because, you know, I don't want to be late, because they know I don't like to be late. So I thank God that they did come, and the message was a blessing to them. And through and by all of this, that I've been seeing God move in such a mighty way in my house and with my family, in the name of Jesus. There was this incident on last night, and I asked God, you know, to God, get humble myself before you. And if anything that's not right within me, show me. And that, you know, that I wanted to decrease so that he can increase in my life, in the name of Jesus. And to help me, because what I said in response to what she said, and she thought I was coming against her, and I said, no, it was not like that. So I was asking God to help me, you know, say, put the right words where they need to be put, so my good won't be evil spoken of or thought of is in a way. But I, to follow peace, I apologize, even though, you know, I didn't think that I did it, but I apologize anyhow. Anyway, to keep the peace within my home, because I want to be more, you know, like Jesus in every way and things like that. So I wanted to be, you know, the quiet that, you know, the enemy that was trying to come in and come against me in this house, in Jesus' name. Amen. So y'all just pray for me and my family continually in God. Hallelujah. And all the things that I've asked God for throughout this prayer.
Amen, amen. Yeah. Pray so far.
We're going to change the hand over to Dr. Pastor Darlene Bondage. We're going to turn it over to you. If nobody else have anything to say at this moment, so we're going to turn it over to her, and she can, you know, pray us out and pray for us.
Amen.
No one else?
Well, praise God. Somebody has to go ahead. Okay. Well, Mary was speaking about her situation with the road rage. I said yesterday must have been a day for people to just get wild, because my daughter was in the car with her children, and she had an incident with road rage. Somebody was harassing her on the road. And I thank God for the fact that Mary and also Jamila, they used wisdom in not provoking the situation. Instead of coming up close to where the car would drive and then it would stop, and it would try to give her a chance to catch up with him. But she just stayed behind him, and finally she was able to get over to another lane where other cars were able to interfere. But I'm thanking God for the fact that, I mean, at one point in Jamila's life, I know, and even in my life at one time, I probably would have gotten a little riled up at somebody messing with me on the freeway. But nowadays you just need to use wisdom. We have to use wisdom, and I thank God for the wisdom, and also my daughter, because I mean, had those kids in the car, anything could have happened, and it could have been a disaster. So we thank the Lord for his protective angels. I mean, God is just doing so many great things. You know, we pray that the angels will protect us, and we pray that the blood of Jesus will protect us, and we just pray that God will give us wisdom as we go forward. In fact, his word tells us if we lack wisdom, all we have to do is ask for it. He would give it to us freely. He would not withhold it from us. So we just ask God that we would have wisdom in every situation in our lives. Amen. So right now, we've heard all prayer requests today, and we're going to pray together that God will, you know, heal and deliver and bring about change and interfere in the devil's plan. Speak to the enemy, and let me just say this before we start praying. When we are praying, or when you are praying even in your private time, if you know and you see a demonic spirit that is interfering in your family's life, speak to that demonic spirit and tell it to be removed from your family. Tell it to be removed from you. If there's an interference in your finances, speak to the demonic spirit of poverty and tell it to get off of your finances and be free to do what God would have us to do. So let us pray today. We're going to speak out. We know that God is the one who heals and delivers. We cannot change a person's mind, but we can speak to the demons that are hindering our family members from being where God would want them to be. Amen.
Amen.
So let's pray.
Father God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
God,
good morning.
Thank
you. Thank
you. Lord God, I'm sorry about the lady that lost her money, oh Lord God. We pray that you touch her heart, oh Lord God, that you comfort it now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, and we thank you, Lord, we put this in your hands, oh Lord God. You, the God that's avenging his mind, say, Lord, that you will repay, Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all that you've done. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. I would say amen, hallelujah.
Thank you, Father, for every prayer that's answered. Father, in the name of Jesus, it's already done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank God for that prayer. Thank God for unity here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We realize that where there's unity, there is strength. We realize that the word lets us know that one can put away 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. And that means that when we're praying together in agreement, we can do more together than one by themselves. So we're glad today that as we touch and agree and we ask anything in the name of Jesus, it shall come to pass. So we thank God for what is happening here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. So just for a moment, we have a few minutes here. So I'm going to go ahead and go into where we have a scripture of the week, which is in the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter 1. So I'm going to read that. Psalm chapter 1, verse number 1 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Verse 3 says, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away." Verse 5 says, "Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." That's verse number 6. So this lets us know that we are blessed. We are fortunate. We're going to be prosperous and favored by God when we walk in the way of God. We're not walking in the counsel of the wicked. We're not following their advice and examples. And we think about this concerning every aspect of our lives. We're not following what they say to do. I know when you're working, you have to follow the instructions on the job, but what I'm saying is that we don't want to follow what they're telling us about life, such as it's okay for man to marry man and woman to marry woman. It's okay to lie. It's okay to do these things that are ungodly. We don't want to follow that advice. We don't want to follow those examples. We don't want to follow the ones that are doing what God would not have us to do. But we want to delight in the law of the Lord and follow his precepts and concepts. We want to habitually meditate on his word day and night. Every day, read some words, study the word, let the word saturate your mind, let it saturate your heart so that when you have a need for prayer, just as when Sister Mary was in the situation yesterday, she's got the love, or she has the word of God in her heart, so she can speak that out against what's going on against her. And so when we have situations that we don't have time to grab the Bible to see what's in the word, we have it in our heart. And we will be able to speak out what God would have us to speak out. We will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. When you see a tree planted by the waters, those roots are strong because they're drinking of the water that's there. They're receiving nourishment. And so it's firm. It will not fall over quickly like some trees that are in shallow ground. So we want to be like that tree that's planted by the rivers of water. We will yield fruit in our season, and we know God will help us as we look to him, as we trust in him, as we believe his word. It is important that we believe what the word says. You know, when we pray in faith, believing that God is helping us to see what we're praying for. Now, I heard someone say sometimes God takes his time, and there are answers. There are three answers that I believe God gives us. He says yes, he says no sometimes, and he says be patient and wait. Be patient and wait. So when we wait on the Lord, we know that we will see the fulfillment of what we're believing for. So we want to continue to follow the precepts of the Lord and do his will so that we will be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. We want to be rooted and grounded in the word of God, rooted and grounded in love. You know, when we have the word of God in us, then we have love for people. You know, many times I just come back to that word love, because love is so important. It is stronger than most things in this world. When you love, you see God moving. You see God changing even yourself. When you are spreading love, those are seeds that are being spent, seeds that are being sown, and those things are going to come back to you. So we want to spread those seeds of love and study the word of God, have that word in our hearts, and speak to the enemy like you're speaking to somebody you're upset with, because we need to be upset with the devil with what he tries to do many times. You know, I'm upset with him now with what he's doing to some of my family members and people who I know, but we know that we have the power in the word of God. We have the power in the name of Jesus. We have power in the blood of Jesus. We have power with speaking everything that God has said to us concerning our lives. So whatever situation you're in right now, whether it be your finances, it could be your health, it could be your relationships, it could be just anything that you may be dealing with right now, you trust the Lord. Speak his word. We know that he says everything that we need is in his Bible. So trust the word of God. Be like that tree planted by the rivers of water and move up in the Lord and do his will. I love every one of you, and I thank God today for this opportunity. Thank God for our minister Gladys for leading us this morning in our prayer service. We appreciate you, Sister Gladys. We know that you have a zeal for God, you have a zeal for prayer, and I just really do appreciate that. So we thank you today for the poem that you shared with us today, which was about the encounter with God. So we thank God for that. If you missed it, you can come back in and listen to it and hear what you had to say. So this morning, I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus, and I decree for every brother and sister in Christ, and as I say often, when you hear me making these declarations, you can declare these same things for yourself. If you cannot say it while I'm saying it, if I'm talking too fast, come back in and listen and repeat what I have said. And not only repeat it, but believe it, believe it, believe it. So I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken of against us, we reject them. They shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that we have been given power to get well, and I decree that we have been sanctified, set apart, made holy by faith in God. I decree that though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil because God is with us. I decree that we will cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. I decree that we delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. I decree this morning that our families are blessed. I decree that salvation is coming to our families very soon. We'll see that in this year 2022. I decree that we are blessed and highly favored by God and man. I decree that our bodies are healed by the stripes of Jesus. I decree that we love God and keep his commandments. I decree that no evil shall befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. I decree that every diabolical demon shall stop before getting to our doorstep. Our family shall not be touched by any plague in the earth realm right now, nor any being released in the future. I decree that we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He protects us from evil and wicked plans of the enemy. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for that. I decree that the word of the Lord is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, and we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving each other. Thank you for loving your family and showing your family how Jesus would have us to operate in this world that we live in. So everybody have a beautiful day. Thank you for being here. I really do appreciate you, and I pray that you have an awesome, awesome life for the rest of your life. Come back tomorrow, and we'll see what we have for God and what God has for us, as our sister Chris will be facilitating on tomorrow. All right. See you later. Love you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.